welcome to the Josh Robinson Show. I am Josh, of course, and it's been a wild week for me. It has been a crazy, crazy week of so many different things happening just in life, I guess. And I am just, like, grateful that I'm sitting in a chair recording this week because it's just been busy. And I'm here and I'm ready and I'm just ready to chill out for the next half an hour and kind of zone out a little bit. Because I do have a little bit of a plan for today. Today's episode is just all about having a little bit of fun. I've got something lined up, ready to go for later in the episode, but I'm not going to waste any time with this episode because I've been dying to record this episode for a couple of reasons, and the main one being is that I love discovering new music. It is like my favorite thing in the world to do. It is just something I love doing, and it's something I want to do. Just, I always am looking for new music just to kind of immerse myself in, I guess. And this past week, I have discovered a band called Hands Like Houses. Now, I didn't really know who this band was. Well, indirectly, I knew who this band was. So, last year, let's rewind a little bit. Last year, of course, as everyone knows who listens to Wrestling Reverb, follows me on Twitter, knows that I went to the Super Showdown last year, and there was a song called Monster by Hands Like Houses for the Super Showdown. And I jammed that song because, obviously, it invokes a lot of emotion out of me because it's just very, it just makes me think of that night a lot, and it just played throughout the Melbourne Cricket Ground. So, I was kind of like, yeah, this song's pretty cool. Knew the name of them, and that was kind of it for months. We're now in September, so last October I knew about them. So it would have been about this time last year when I really kind of loved that song by Hands Like Houses. Now, I am very grateful of the fact that I get to interact with a lot of people on Twitter from all over the world, and shout out to a Twitter handle, shout out to a person over in the UK, at Droided Out Games or at Droided Out. One of the two. I'll link his stuff in the description below. But he asked me if I listened to a band called Hands Like Houses, and I was like, well, I know who they are, and I've listened to that song Monster, and I think maybe I'd listened to maybe one song ages ago, you know, doing research and figuring out who this band were. I'm like, I think I've heard another song. Anyway, and I'm like, well, no, but I like that song. Let's go on Spotify, have a little sus, and let's get down to business here, and let's, you know, be open to the fact that I want new music, just because I'm always looking to kind of, I'm an any genre kind of guy, I'll just listen to anything. So I started going through the library on Spotify, and was like, okay, this band is pretty fucking great. Doing some more research, this band is not only great, they're an Aussie band, they're from Canberra. Canberra isn't probably a city you know, because it isn't really a huge city, and it's not really a city that everyone, like, you know, internationally knows, but it's actually the capital of Australia. It is the nation's capital, Canberra. It's where Parliament House is and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, they're from Canberra. Fantastic band. Like, I'm talking, like, I don't really think I can say that I like another band more than I like Hands Like Houses, with the exception of Paramore, but it feels like when I first discovered Paramore and I was like, man, I fucking love Paramore. That's how I feel about Hands Like Houses. I've already bought merch. I'm listening to them nonstop. Like, it's the only thing I'm listening to the last 7 days of my life. It's just been Hands Like Houses, Hands Like Houses, Hands Like Houses. Their last album was absolutely phenomenal. Their previous stuff before that, I have not come across a song that I don't like, which kind of really speaks to me that I really, this isn't a phase of just like a little fad of just liking something and then forgetting about it. I don't think I'm going to forget about this band at all. They are, I think I'm in on this. I'm kind of ready to dive in with this band. Yeah, like I said, bought merch, listened to them for the last week straight. I mean, pumping them. Like, I'm fortunate enough to live alone, so I can just listen to music as loud as I fucking want. My neighbors would probably know the words to these songs now. But they're just incredible. Just what a band. What a just unit. I can't really describe their genre. They are kind of a bit everywhere, which I really love, because I don't like conforming to genres of music. As you know, I'll listen to anything. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I was just going on Reverb about how great the new Taylor Swift album was. So that kind of speaks to me. But they are rock. They're alternative rock. They've got a little bit of post-hardcore in there. It's got like an emo fit. There's so much. Every song is very different from one another, which is another thing that's fantastic because none of their songs really mesh together. They're just a really fucking good band. I've been dying to get that out and just kind of just get that off my chest, being like, yeah, I love this fucking band. I am in for life, guys. I am going to not shut up about Hands Like Houses for a little while. You've probably seen on my Twitter that I've been talking about Hands Like Houses a lot, because it's just a like, it's a love, really. I can't wait to see you guys next week and hopefully be wearing a Hands Like Houses t-shirt, because I'm ready, I'm all in on this. It's very exciting to discover new music, just in general. It's just it's a great feeling to be like, I have no idea what this fucking song is, and I'm vibing it hard. Just for reference, for anyone that does listen to Hands Like Houses, I am a big fan of No Man's Land, the song, Sick, Glass House, New Romantics, Division Symbols, that's a fucking great song, all of them, just fucking all of them. I love Hands Like Houses, they're just a fantastic band, and I am here on the ride, I'm here on the journey. They're actually touring Australia next month, but they're not coming anywhere close to me, but actually sneakily don't have any work for the next few weeks, so maybe a little excursion for Josh, just a little travel interstate and have a little fun and go to a Hands Like Houses show. They're playing a lot of regional tour. They're not doing like big cities, which is, again, I love that because it's much more intimate, and I love that feeling at a concert. That's my favorite kind of concert, is when, I love big arenas, don't get me wrong, but that intimate feel, man, it feels like they're playing directly to you. But yeah, maybe a little sneaky trip, you know, doesn't hurt anyone. A couple days away, never hurt anyone. But yeah, it's just a really fun atmosphere, and they're just really, really, really good. And talk to a few people that I know, and I'm like, okay, not everyone knows who Hands Like Houses are, but they really should. If you're listening to this and you're like, I have no idea what that band is, please just type in Hands Like Houses on Spotify, on Apple Music, on YouTube. You'll find Hands Like Houses. They're just really, really, really a really good band. And they seem like cool dudes, so that's also good too. They don't seem like up themselves douchebags, because I hate that kind of feel. But man, I am on that train. I am happily a member, happily a fan, and I just can't wait to, I'm getting into that phase now where I know all the songs and I'm learning the words. They also have meaningful lyrics, which is something. I'm a lyrics guy. I always have been with music. I'm very much one that loves meaningful lyrics, and they kind of hit you, which is nice. They're very relatable in that kind of aspect. Just a very, very good band. And I'm not going to hate because Australian too. But it's not even biased. I'd like them if they were from Sweden or wherever. But not saying anything bad about Sweden. I've never been to Sweden. But wherever they were from, I'd be like, hell yeah, these are a great, great music act. Just very real, very honest, and just very, very good. And so that would be my, if anything this week, if you can take away anything from this week's show, go and check out Hands Like Houses. Like I said, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, my Twitter, you'll find them on my Twitter. Just go and check them out. They're freaking fantastic. That is my kind of stamp on that. But yeah, I really wanted to get that off my chest. I've been waiting to. I've been typing about it on Twitter. It's not very often that, like, last week I was hyping up this week's show because I'm like, I'm going to talk about Hands Like Houses and how fucking great they are. But I was ready. I'm very much on this ride. But moving on from that, now that I've got that off my chest, I couldn't sleep last night, and I think I said on last week's show or the show before, that's when I do my best thinking, is at nighttime when I'm kind of just laying in bed and I'm like, I can't sleep, let's just have a think. But I wanted to kind of get myself tired. So what do you do to get yourself tired? Not that. You go on your phone, of course, and that's probably the worst thing that you can do to get yourself tired, is because it's not a good idea. You shouldn't be staring at your phone, but we all do it. And I was, good old BuzzFeed I was on. And I was like, man, BuzzFeed has some weird ass quizzes. You know, they're just fucking weird. And I was doing a few of them last night, and I got to one, and I'm like, I don't want to do that right now. I want to do this on this week's show, because I have stated so much on, they're just throughout the time that I've ever had Twitter, but especially in the last, like, 6 months onwards, just this for a long time, that's what I'm trying to say, my love for generic early 2000s pop music, just 2000s music in general is just what I grew up on, obviously. I was born in 1995, so by the time I was really getting into music, it was early 2000s, mid 2000s, so that's kind of what I grew up on. But I just love that kind of music. It's just, I love that. I just love it. And I found this quiz on BuzzFeed, and it says, which early 2000s hit song are you? And I was like, okay, I'm ready to do this, but I'm going to wait and do this on this week's show, because I think it'll be funny, and I'm not going to hide any fucking answer here. I'm going to do them and speak honestly and find out which song I am, so y'all can just be like, this is Josh's song. BuzzFeed is a weird site, let's just be honest. They have weird videos on YouTube, but guess what? I fucking dig it. It's odd, it's weird, and I'm all here for it. Also, if you can hear that squeak, it's my squeaky chair. I need to get a new desk chair, and this one just squeak. I don't even know if it's coming up on the mic, but if it is, it ain't farts. It's the squeaky chair. So just hold your horses on that one. I ain't farting. But anyway, let's do this which early 2000s hit song are you BuzzFeed quiz. So it says choose your dream destination. We got the Bahamas, Japan, New York City, or Indonesia. I'm going to go New York City. It's just a very iconic kind of looking. I don't know why I'm looking in the distance, but trying to make it dramatic. But it's just a very iconic kind of place. So I'm going to go New York City. All right, choose an early 2000s cartoon. The Fairly Odd Parents, Dexter's Laboratory, SpongeBob, or Kim Possible. Out of those, The Fairly Odd Parents. That was a fucking great show. I don't think a lot of people talk about The Fairly Odd Parents. Wands and Wings. Something things. I can't remember the theme. It was Cosmo and Wanda? Yeah, I haven't watched that show in years, but out of that, fuck yeah. Alright, choose a comfort food. It is mac and cheese, pizza, ice cream, or lasagna. Bitch, pizza. Ugh, man. How does everyone, alright, leave this in the comments below if you're watching on YouTube, or tweet at me at JoshRobinson00 or whatever, whether you want to leave it in a review on iTunes, make sure you rate 5 stars as well. What's your comfort food? What is your comfort food? I just stated mine's pizza. I like a good pepperoni pizza. I don't like too much craziness on my pizza, just a normal pizza, bit of pepperoni, some ham, bit of cheese. Sign me up. What's everyone's comfort food? Let me know below. All right, choose a summer activity. Beach, amusement park, shopping, or Netflix. Bitch, I despise summer. I hate summer. I am a winter person. I am one that is just very much, I like the cold, I like jumpers, I like long pants, I like just rugging up, I like rain, I hate sunshine. I'm not that person. So for me, it's Netflix, because I can just sit inside under an air conditioner near a fan. I ain't a fan of summer at all, so I'm going to go Netflix. All right, are you more introverted or extroverted? Now, an introvert is someone, just so I know what I'm talking about here, let me look up introvert. Okay, an introvert, definition, is a shy person. Okay, an extrovert is someone that isn't shy, I'm assuming. Let's see. An outgoing, socially confident person. I don't know. I'm probably more of both, but for the sake of this, I guess I'm more extrovert than introvert, because I wouldn't really call myself shy. I'm not really a shy person, but I'm not really socially confident. I'm both, but I'll go extrovert for the sake of the quiz. Holy fucking shit, I got the greatest fucking song in the fucking world. I got Bye 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 by NSYNC. That is a banger. What an iconic tune. Okay, it says, you got Bye 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 by NSYNC. You're sweet, funny, love the early 2000s. You know every word to your favorite songs and enjoy the classics. That is me. BuzzFeed, you know me. How does BuzzFeed know me so well? Bye 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 by NSYNC. Oh, man. Now, here's a question. Wow, this is completely honest to God. Whatever you do. This is completely unplanned, obviously, because I didn't pre-screen this at all. NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? Now, I will go on record saying that Bye 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 is easily NSYNC's best song. Let's just be honest here. But Backstreet Boys as a whole is better than NSYNC. Is that going to create some drama here? Don't know. Also, along with the comfort food, if you tweet at me at JoshRobinson00 or leave a comment below on YouTube or wherever, the reviews, whatever you want to do, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? Because let's have a little search here while I've got my phone handy. Who made more money? Who's a bigger act, I guess? Backstreet Boys versus NSYNC. Let's do this. I'm just typing in that. Most iconic 90s boy band, Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. All right. Let's see if I'm going to click Team Backstreet Boys, right? Oh, 63% say Team Backstreet Boys, 37% say Team NSYNC. Now, I don't hate NSYNC. Again, Bye Bye Bye. Just a magical song. But I was more Team Justin Timberlake than Team NSYNC. I think everyone was like on the Justin Timberlake kind of bandwagon. Backstreet Boys, I was just kind of for them all. They just announced an Australian tour and they ain't coming to Adelaide. Can't say I'm thrilled with that. But anyway, yeah, I would go Backstreet Boys over NSYNC, but Bye 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 is just a magnificent, why can't I say that? Magnificent band, boy band, whatever you want to call them. Musical act, pop icons, both of them, both groups. Just magical. But, okay, I'm happy with that. Bye 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 by NSYNC. Oh, that couldn't have worked out any better, honestly. That couldn't describe me more to a T than that, than that. That was beautiful. Thank you, BuzzFeed. Thank you, BuzzFeed. Shout out to BuzzFeed for that wonderful quiz. Now, the other one that I was going to do, I'm going to do two, because this is how I am. I need to preface it this first and explain why I'm doing this one. I loved, as a teenager and as a 23-year-old grown man, that I am a lover of Jersey Shore. It is just a wonderful, I grew up teenage years when I first discovered MTV, Jersey Shore was at its peak, like 2011, 2012, Jersey Shore. It's not as good as it used to be, let's be honest. They're grown-ups and they have lives now, but I liked when they, you know, just went around and like screwed everyone that they seen in the club and went and drank and, you know, got fucked up all the time and got arrested and shit. Like, that was my peak Jersey Shore. That was everyone's peak Jersey Shore. But I have grown to love everyone on that show, even Sammy. So there's that too. But I just love Jersey Shore. And the other one that I found on BuzzFeed that I didn't end up doing last night because I wanted, for the specific reason that I wanted to do it here, is which Jersey Shore cast member am I? I want to know who I am. Now, this was created in 2016. So Sammy would still be a part of there, and I guess Angelina, I'm not really sure, but regardless. Now, if you've never watched Jersey Shore, this quiz, because I did kind of go through the questions, didn't click the answers, just went through the questions just to be like, okay, what are these questions? They're all Jersey Shore related things. So if you don't know Jersey Shore, this portion of the Josh Robinson Show won't really strike you too much, but hey, listen along, you might learn something from the Jersey Shore days. It says, pick a seaside height, a landmark. We got the Shore Store, Karma, The House, or Ravioli's. Now, all iconic Jersey Shore kind of places. But if I'm going to pick one, it's The House. It's the Jersey Shore House. It's a very that is just where it all began, in that little house with all of those things inside of it and stuff like that. Pick a protein, because, you know, as you can see, I'm just huge. Meatball, salami, sausage, or prosciutto. Out of them, I'm going to go salami, because salami is a great time. Pick an errand. All right, we got gym, tan, laundry, fucking all of it. About all of that, I'm going to go tanning. Pick a suitcase. Okay, so you can't see these suitcases, but there is a one with an Italian flag. There's a little pink rollaway one. We got a trash bag, or we got one with leopard print. I'm not Italian. I'm not trash. I'm not leopard print, so I guess I'll go with this little pink one. Pick the most iconic item in the house. Now, if I'm going to say that, I better say it properly. Pick the most iconic item in the house. Okay, we've got the dinner table, the hot tub, the duck phone, or the smush room bed. Now, that smush room bed would be pretty fucking rank, because a lot of them just boned each other in there and boned other people in there, and I don't know how often that shit got washed, so not that. Not the hot tub, because I don't like being in confined spaces, especially with minimal clothing, so I'm just going to stay away from that. The dinner table, I like to sit on the couch and eat, because I'm just like that. I don't like sitting at a dinner table. And, I mean, regardless of all that, the duck phone is the most iconic thing, that quack, 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 quack. It was just the best. So, the duck phone. All right, choose an acronym. We got GTL, which is Gym, Tan, Laundry. DTF, which is Down to Fuck. MVP, which is Mike, Vinny, and Paulie. And GFA, which is Grenade Free America. Bitch, I'm DTF. Cap that all you want. Pick a drink. I got Ron Ron Juice, which is an iconic Jersey Shore drink with watermelon and a fuck ton of alcohol. Got red wine. Tequila shots. And vodka shots. Bitch, I'm drinking some tequila. I like getting... See, when I drink... I don't drink that often. I don't get drunk that often, I should say. But when I do, I like to get fucked up. So, tequila shots all the way. Now, which Jersey Shore character I am? I got JWoww. Like JWoww, you are the leader of a pack and the person that all your friends look up to. When it comes to dating, friendship, or just plain old life advice, everyone knows that you have the perfect answer and know exactly how to solve the problem. As for yourself, you don't have time for bullshit, and you live your life in the fast lane, keeping busy and staying active. You ignore the haters and are always moving to bigger and better things. Hell yes. That's what it said there, hell yes. I didn't say that. I wouldn't really put myself in the same kind of bubble as JWoww. She's, you know, someone that will fight people. I'm not really like that. I'm a pansy. I won't fight no one. But I do like to stand up for myself saying that. I'm not mad. I like JWoww. Obviously, there's very, you know, there's very big similarities between me and her. We, probably both have the same size boobs. But, you know what? I'll take it. Call me JWoww from now on. Alright, I'm JWoww. Fuck with me. Fuck with me. I'm JWoww. Stay and get your ass beat. Stay and get your ass beat. Ass beat, ass beat. When she was gonna fuck up Angelina. Then she ended up fucking up Sammy. It was great. Because I'm not a fan of Sammy. Sammy, sweetheart. Sweetest bitch you ever meet. Fuck off. I'm happy with JWoww. Well, then, thank you, BuzzFeed, for those two great quizzes. If you learnt anything today, it's that I like hands like houses. I'm Bye 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 by NSYNC. That's me in a song. And I'm JWoww. So, three very different things. But that'll do it for this week's The Josh Robinson Show. Make sure you continue to rate this podcast 5 stars on iTunes. Leave a review. Make sure to continue to support the show on Twitter at JoshRobertson00. Give me a retweet, give me a like, show me that you're listening to this, because it makes me want to do this even more. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment below, like, share, subscribe, all of that good stuff on YouTube. I really do encourage you to watch on YouTube, because it's the only time you really get to see me do a podcast, because I don't really have any plans to do Reverb as a video cast. I like keeping that to Brainbuster Radio and stuff like that. So make sure you keep checking this out on YouTube. Keep sharing along. Let me know that you're listening. It really does make me want to continue to do this even more than I do. But that'll do it for this week. I will see you guys on the next one. Peace out.